This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the dream to build a Viksit Bharat should become a Jan Andolan and the country's youth should form the foundation of this vision. He said the welfare of citizens must remain at the heart of all reforms. The PM made the remarks while chairing a high-level meeting with secretaries to review the progress of rural development, agriculture, social welfare and allied sectors towards Viksit Bharat goals in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by the Cabinet Secretary, secretaries of key ministries as well as senior officials from the Prime Minister's office. Government has reiterated its readiness for meaningful discussion on NEET paper leak issue in the Parliament. Speaking in the Lok Sabha, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government was prepared for a meaningful debate on the issue involving all sides under established parliamentary rules, keeping in mind the future of the country's youth.
The government is fully prepared for a discussion on the NEET paper leak and we have maintained this position from the very first day. I request that the Honorable Speaker, after consulting with the floor leaders of all parties, decide when the discussion should be held, how long should it last, on which day should it take place and under which rules should it be conducted. The government wants all of us to come together and hold a meaningful discussion for the future of the country's youth.
Parliament witnessed repeated disruptions for the third consecutive day yesterday, with the opposition raising issues including the NEET paper leak case and student protests. Later, both the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha were adjourned for the day. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister JP Nadda has said that the NEET paper leak issue raised by the students should not be politicized and it is not appropriate to take political advantage from this matter. Addressing media in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Nadda said it is a matter of investigation and requires in-depth discussion. He said this is a serious problem which deserves a thorough and sincere discussion. In Sikkim, multiple agencies are working round the clock to rescue people trapped inside the NHPC tunnel at Samardong in Namche district. However, low visibility and methane gas leakage have hampered efforts to retrieve the traced bodies. 8 bodies are lying about 2 kilometers from the mouth of the tunnel. So far, 13 bodies have been recovered, while at least 25 people are feared trapped inside the tunnel. Meanwhile, the Sikkim government has handed over the mortal remains of the deceased to their families. The government has said it has not received any widespread or substantiated complaints about vehicle performance due to the use of E20 petrol. In a written reply to the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Suresh Gopi has said extensive laboratory studies, field trials and real-world experience have found no widespread adverse impact of E20 fuel on vehicle performance. He added that E15 plus blended petrol has been in use across the country for over 3.5 years, while E19 to E20 fuel has been used for more than 2.5 years. President of North Macedonia, Gordana Siljanovska Davkova, has said that it is a matter of pride that a woman is the president of the world's largest democracy, India. Talking to Akashvani correspondent Subhashree Mahapatra in Skopje, Ms. Davkova said she has always been impressed by India's rich history and spirituality. She added that she was deeply impressed after meeting President Draupadi Murmu and felt that women have the potential to bring about change in the world. Earlier, President Murmu unveiled a bust of Mahatma Gandhi at the Museum of the City of Skopje. High Commissioner of India to Kenya, Dr. Adarsh Waika, has handed over the first tranche of 4.5 tons of medical supplies for strengthening Kenya's preparedness for prevention of Ebola public health emergency to Cabinet Secretary for Health, Aden Duale in Nairobi. The medical assistance comprises PPE kits, sample transportation kits, infrared thermometers, face shields, heavy-duty protective boots, and other infection prevention materials. India Meteorological Department has issued a red colour warning for very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat and Madhya Maharashtra for today. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, West Bengal, Jammu Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Jharkhand, Karnataka, Odisha and Rajasthan. In the China Open Badminton Tournament in Changzhou, PV Sindhu, Ayush Shetty and Lakshya Sen have advanced to the singles pre-quarter finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.